Last week when I was hiking in Arizona, I was hoping to see some snakes. I don't mind them, they're okay. They give you fair warning, usually the rattlers do. But sometimes they do come upon you pretty quickly. No snakes this time. But for the Hebrews, they didn't want to see any snakes at all, because these seraph serpents that were after them were lethal. They're sent, of course, because the Israelites have lost their faith. They don't trust that God will bring them to the promised land. They have disbelieved and doubted. And for that, the Lord sends this punishment to bring them back to faith, bring them back to life. Now, this bronze serpent that was mounted on a pole, we aren't told where it's put, but probably it was in the center of the camp. Remember, during the journey in the wilderness, the Israelites would set up camp with all their tents, all their animals, and the meeting tent. And when they move on to a new place, they would pack everything up and travel for a while and set up the camp once again. And people would be coming in from the wilderness, coming in from the roadways, back into closer and closer the center of the camp. Probably the bronze serpent was set up in the middle of the camp where the most people could see it. The most central location, set up right in the middle of the community. And so when people were bitten by these snakes, they would probably try to come in from the wilderness or come in from their tents and go to the center of the community to find the bronze serpent, to look upon that snake nailed to this pole, that by looking upon it, they might live. And who knows how many times people coming in from the wilderness, the roadways, how many times they might be weakened or beginning to be paralyzed by the venom. And as they tried to come closer into the heart of the assembly, their fellow Israelites had to perhaps lift them up and carry them, had to prop them up to just look at the top of that bronze serpent, to look upon it and be saved by the power of Yahweh. To look upon it and to live. Jesus himself today alludes to this happening in the wilderness journey. He says, when you lift up the Son of Man, meaning the cross, when you lift him up, then you will realize that I am. If you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins. It's also referencing the divine name given to Moses right before the people are liberated. I am who I am is my name, says the Lord, Yahweh. God took the cause of death in the Old Testament, the serpents, and mounted it for all to see, that all who look upon it might be saved. God made Christ sin for our sake, and allowed him to be mounted on the cross for our salvation, that all who lift their eyes up to the crucifix and see the great love of God and tenderness for us might believe. And by believing in the good news of God's love for us, might be saved. And for that reason, we as Catholics have crucifixes in our churches, crucifixes in our homes, that constantly, as we walk through this world suffering the effects of sin, the many snares of the enemy, our own human weaknesses and faults that take us away from love, that we look upon that image and we remember God's love for us. We believe in his love for us, and so we are saved. And so, friends, just as people in the time of Moses were brought into the heart of the community to come and look upon that image, so we as the church welcome people to come closer and closer into the heart of the community, to the heart of the church. They might find what? My own advice, my own opinions to save them? The issues and challenges in our society of the day? No, we simply show them Christ. All we have to reveal to them is Christ. The only thing worth giving to save another soul is Christ. And that's why the most important thing we do as the church is to continually announce Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world, as the one who loves us, that all of us together might look upon our Savior, look upon what he has done for us, and live and be saved.